to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
You don't look your age. What's the secret?
Maybe it's because of what you're saying that, you know, stopping drinking. Yeah, but seriously, you know.
Yeah. Would you stop drinking?
I stopped, yeah. And, you know, I used to drink and get tipsy. Now I just drink. I don't get tipsy.
At all.
No. Not that there's something that I drink that stops it.
Yeah.
No, every now and then, you know, it's not like I go out and drink, you know.
So what happened for you to decide, you know, let me stop drinking?
Well, look, I've been drinking for ever since I turned my 20s, you know, I've been drinking.
20, now you're 60, no?
Next year, I'll be
60. Mm-hmm. Oh, 40 years, I had to stop.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, okay, now let me do something different. Mm. You know, I've been eating meat and that. Let me stop for a while and see what's going to happen. Mm. That's all. It's not like there's anything that, hey, I'm going to stop this. Otherwise, you know, there are other people who are actually told that if you stop drinking, then you're going to die.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I've been told that. Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm still good. I haven't crossed that line.
No.
Wow, so you stopped eating meat as well?
Mm, yeah. Mm. But fish is fine, you know, veggies and all that. And yeah, at first it's like very crazy taste. Like, oh, God, what am I doing here? Mm. I need my meat, you know. And you know, the best thing was to stop it when it was on, you know, festive.
Okay, yes, festive. Yeah.
When everyone is having a
good time,
brying and having. Mm. So I thought, no, let me just.
So how long have you stopped now for?
Oh, just a year.
Just a year. What changes have you seen in your body?
Well, more relaxing, you know, and actually being aware of what I'm thinking about. Mm. And also the energy. Mm. You know, and another thing is to be, I don't get tired easily. Mm. Mm.
So what happened at DSTV Delicious? Were you tired there or?
No, those people there, they, you know, I don't think it is a good thing that these guys, these production companies should disrespect us as South African musicians.
For those who don't know, do you know what happened at DSTV Delicious this year?
I saw a clip of Taringo saying he'll never come again ever here because of exactly that, the disrespect shown towards local artists.
That's right.
But I don't know the background.
Well, you see, first of all, we got there on time, the same time as you know, like they said that we should be there by 9 to check the sound. And normally, you know, my manager will always make sure that we are there. By the way, she's my manager.
Oh,
yeah, nice. She's been there.
Got a beautiful manager.
Gorgeous manager.
Gorgeous.
And,
amazing.
Yeah. And then we would be wanted to be there like 30 minutes before. Mm.
Don't you do sound check the night before?
Well, we used to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but if it is, you know, but that's what I thought actually, because I heard that the, you know, some of the Americans did the sound check the day before, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that when they don't take you seriously, you just do sound check, you know, the shortest time that they can give you.
I get you.
And we got there being told that we will check sound, say, from 9. Mm. Like, okay, cool. All right. So we got the 8:30, ready to check the sound. Mm. 9, 10, and then I'm like, hey, hold on. 11, I said, hey, whoa. So the manager was up and down, you know, trying to find out what is going on now. We've been here and all that. And And these guys, they just don't care. They don't respect. They just push us around. As
was
if,
the first time you work on
TV? Yeah, I was looking forward into doing it. I promise you.
It's a big show.
You know, I heard like, I want to be there. I want to see myself. I want to see my people. You know, that like, I've seen pictures of how it is done. Yeah. You know, I'm like, wow, man, I would love to be in that space. All of a sudden, damn, you know, my light was dimmed, so to speak, you see. So, yeah, and 11 o'clock, that's when they allowed us to do something.
11?
Yes, from 9 to 11. So, yes, as we are getting things done, 20 minutes, no, stop. 11, from 11 to 20 past, and then stop. I'm like, okay. And, you know, that pissed me off somewhere, you know. And I'm like, okay, this is rubbish. And now we getting ready to get out of the space.
Yeah.
Get in the cars and want to come, go out and go chill in our change room.
Yes, so that
we get. And then we're told, no, actually, you are the first to perform. I'm like, okay. All right. And
so you're opening up.
After 35 years of doing this,
wow,
you know,
the disrespect.
I'm like, okay, all right, okay, sure, cool. Maybe there'll be a miracle. There'll be people.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm thinking they can't put me there.
Yeah.
Because they know that there'll be people there.
Just
you know?
Walking in.
Yeah. I mean, look, I understand that most of my fans, you know, they would like, they want to come when I'm performing.
Yes.
You know, but now I don't see people. So I thought like, maybe. There's a miracle. Maybe there's a door that is locked in where they just come out and fill the place up and we, you know, we're going to have fun.
What time is this? What time are you opening?
It's 12.
At 12.
Yes.
Some goals.
Now, the worst part of it, having to wait from 9 to 11 for a sound check and then 20 past 11, we're kicked out. Okay. And then now we want to go backstage to the place that they have arrange for us to change. We cannot go because now the security now is giving us trouble that no, we cannot go. We must go the other way. And we said, no, man, we are late, you know. And then all of a sudden, we are told, no, you are the first to play at 12, actually. So now we want to come back now, backstage. We haven't gone too far. This guy is now blocking us to go back now, backstage. I'm like, man, we are just coming. Say, no, you went out. So you can't come in now. And there's this stupid guy there with a gun, you know. Young black guy, you know, with a gun. And he thinks that
he's the president.
You know, I said, no. Who do you think you are? I'm like, okay, this one, this is...
What a shit show, Prarigo.
And then we eventually parked our cars outside. We walked in. Oh no! They organized this bus to take us like 20 meters from where we are. Go inside, and then the guys haven't changed, and like it's a rush thing. Got on stage, no one is there. Like, okay. Maybe there are people, maybe I don't see.
How many songs did you perform before the video that we saw?
Well, look, you see, by the time we got on stage, it was 38 minutes on the clock. You know, there's that timer.
Yeah, to say you've got 38 minutes left.
Exactly. It was already 38 minutes left. Meanwhile, we were supposed to be having an hour. Got there, we did our show, you know, because we planned. We have been rehearsing for 2 days. You know, Sepomlo, you know, our MD, music director, is very, you know, that young man knows what he wants and he's been working for 2 days, non-sleep.
To make sure
that we are giving South Africans the best. Only to be given the worst scenario there too, you know. And when I realized that, okay, it was 2 minutes now for us to stop, I dropped the guy, I said, no, drop it. Then I shot.
And then you put the Zepsa.
Oh, yes, I had to. I told the guy that, listen, this is not for you, man.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I can do anything for you. But for Nina, promoters of this whole nonsense. Nonke.
Up yours.
Look, I was doing that for the people who are afraid of doing it.
Mm.
And you know, when I did that, you know, Saul, it's like, look, even when I'm doing, you've been experiencing this whole thing, come out and say these things, you know, but you know why and how. And yes, some guys called me and said, yeah, man, these things. But why ni tulele ni? Well, Tina, we are talking about these things. We think, oh, this show is the wonderful, best show, you know. Everyone wants to be in it.
In the lineup, yeah.
You know? Then all of a sudden, no, it's not.
You had a question, Peru?
Yeah, but initially in the contract, what time were you meant to perform?
Look, at first it was 2, okay? And then I questioned, I said, hey, are you sure, 2? And you know, like we had this new management that we just, you know, got ourselves into. So I asked him, I said, sorry, Mama, are you sure?
Mm, mm.
2 o'clock. I mean, I was at least thinking that maybe 5, 6,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Prime
yeah.
time.
And then she said, no, this show at 8 o'clock, it's packed. You know, people are all over and, you know, and I'm like, okay. Mm. No, this, you know, but you know, the show is different. You know, it's not like, I'm like, she speaks, she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, okay, 2, I said, okay, maybe to the when it's like boiling. I said, okay. No
Let's
problem.
Do Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Mm.
Then after all that thing, no, a day and night before, I got an SMS from this music content, someone, what's his name? And he sent me this, said, actually, you must start at 12. I thought this guy is joking, but...
Wow.
But I passed the message to our...
Manager.
Yes, manager. So listen, this is what I got.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on, but say, no, don't worry, let's go. We know what we signed.
Mm.
Oh, it sure. was for real. And then when we got there, all those things, you know, they sort of pissed me off, you know,
but
somehow.
But you got paid, though, still.
I never get on the stage without getting paid.
Oh, okay. No, at least.
No. No, but, you know, it's not about
the man.
Paid.
Yes,
about performing respect. For the people. It's about respect. That environment. Mm. It's about the feeling, the interaction with the audience.
Yeah.
Actually, when I got there and I could see people running in.
Because they don't want to miss you.
No, yeah. They were, and you know, they were looking at me like, why? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
Yeah.
Why are you starting now? You know? And I just kept smiling. Meanwhile, I'm like burning inside. I'm fuming crazy.
Yeah.
But I have to smile.
You have to.
You know, because these people are my people. They're my bosses.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes. They pay
exactly.
And some will feel hard done by the fact
for
that
sure.
they came for you more than even the headliner, and then they miss your performance.
Actually, they were like very angry at me that why did you get in there? Now the fact is, I was rushing somewhere else, of which is a lie.
Mm.
You know, my manager knows that when we have a show. We dedicate ourselves to that show.
Yes.
Gone are the days of doing 2-3 shows, you know, like running around like a crazy, you know. No. We dedicate ourselves to that show, to those people. And
Oh, man. On that note, please welcome the legendary Ringo Sindile Madingo.
This is the crowd, you know, the one meant to be there.
You know.
DSTV Fest.
So you're an award-winning artist, a legend in the game, 35 years, 15 albums.
Wow.
You've traveled all over the world, and now you've turned into politician. You're a politician now, right?
I've always been.
Oh, you've always been?
Yeah.
Okay. But you started in the streets of Joburg. You were once homeless. Is that right?
That happened for 5 days.
Okay.
Look, you know what happened? My band, the one that I came to Johannesburg with, Peto, we disbanded and then they went back home.
Mm.
And I thought, no, I'm not going to go back home. I mean, if I go back to Cape Town, you know, where I've also experienced some gangsterism, you know, being part of a gang. Like, no, I'm not going to go back there.
You're part of a gang?
No, yeah, I was. Yeah.
Wow. What was the name of the gang?
Night Riders.
Night
Riders. Night Riders. You have to Google it.
But when's that? What were you doing? Were you like the... What were you doing?
No, well, you see, it was headed by my cousin, Lebogang. So, yeah, 78. So, because, you know, there was nothing to do, you know, I was expelled from St. John's College in Mthatha. And it was, yeah. So, I worked in at the, what is Stephen Doe, in a harbor. In Cape Town.
So you never got into a fight with another gang? Or like?
Well, it was one of the days when my brother said, let's go. There was a mission to, you know, to go and accomplish. So that was the only and the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, so, you know, he got shot and he shook me, took me out of that mindset.
You saw him get shot?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and it happened, and he fell
your cousin,
down.
Eh?
Yeah, damn. And it fell. He fell down, crying. You know, it's like, what the hell is going on, and everything. And
how old are you this time?
And, I was, 22.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
No wonder you started drinking in your 20s. That's crazy.
No, you see. So yeah, and yeah. So, and mind you, at that time, Makwe Mkhubata. You know, the saxophone player, we are cousins. So he introduced me to the group that was in Cape Town called Ikwezi. Oh, actually, it was his brother, Makosonga, now he's a bishop, that introduced me to that band. So while I was still in Cape Town, I had to do something, you know, to perform, because I've always been singing. All right. So... during that time where I'm crying, there's somebody dead, blah, blah, and all that. So they came and said, hey, man, we got a gig to do.
Huh.
So I had to leave that space. Boom! Went to the gig.
Performed.
And perform. You know, so, but then I made up my mind at that time that, hey, my life, I want music. I'm tired of everything else that is happening.
So you were a gangster and doing music at the same time?
I've always been doing music. Yeah. Look, even from a younger age, I've been doing music, doing a cappella. I had a cappella groups, you know, in lower primary school. And yes, so when I was expelled, I was still, you know, because every holiday, I would come back to Cape Town and, you know, sing. For the first big thing that I did was to sing for Miss Fezeka High School, a high school in Guglielmo, where I was singing, you know, cover songs, Teddy Pendergrass, Charge for Yourself, and you know, I sang, and you know, the stage fell, and
wow,
kids got on and just to dance, and I realized, oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, we call it a mosh pit.
You know? You call it what?
A mosh pit. It's called a mosh pit now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a mosh pit. Yeah. It's okay.
When it's a mosh pit, right?
Yeah, it's a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you get expelled from St. John's College?
At that time, I was... remember, there was... At that time, Transkei was being taken as... you know, another country. It was a country within a country.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
that homeland crap.
Yes, yes. That's
one. All that, Sky, you know.
Yeah.
So, now, when we were there, we had information that, you know, we always bring in to the school. And listen, UDF was booming at that time, led by Abu Trevor Manuel and the Bishop. Busak, yeah,
and Busak, yeah.
And other and you know, Tatumkulu Oscar Mbete from Nyanga East Guglielmo. So definitely, you know, we had information. It's messy, fuck. Now they realize, but there are these boys from Cape Town that, you know. Yes, we were doing our own school like work. But again, we bringing in some information, but no, guys. Don't think this is the whole world. There is another world outside this, you know. And on top of that too, I think I was very because I learned too much from Cape Town and all that. So some of these things were like, hey, yeah, no, you know that.
Yeah.
And I would be not follow the law.
So when you come to Joburg and you're homeless for 5 days because you don't want to go back to that Cape Town life.
Yes, yeah.
What happens then after those 5 days? Do you then get your own place or like?
Well, look, you know, I would go to there was a club in Bridge Street called Countdown. I would go to that club and dance until 3 or 4 in the morning. Then I would go to McCoy's house, but it was closer to the Countdown nightclub.
Mm.
So the third day, he asked me, hey man, why you always come and work here? Come and shower here. Why are you close?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, put, you know, man, we saw it. No, come, hey. Stay with me.
Oh, you realize that, okay.
You know, but yeah, at first I didn't go to his place, but I knew that, he's going to find out.
Mm.
So I would go to friends, you know.
Yeah.
I had, you know, a friend, the late Wing Sekgale, you know, from Erugville, that I would go to his place and then we'd chill. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So Wings didn't. What about that? You know, like he knew that, hey, no, it doesn't have a space, you know.
How did you get your first record deal? And who was it with?
Well, remember when we came to Johannesburg in 1986, we won as Ipedo, a group from Cape Town, Shell Road to Fame.
Yes, Shell Road to Fame, that's right. I remember, yes.
So the group got that record deal. And we're all over the, you know, places, and we're working in clubs up until the band disbanded. When I, you know, by then, people knew of this young guy, you know, from Cape Town. I would get on stage sometimes, flip, you know,
backflips
good on stage, wearing some silver things, and you know, girls go, crying, and then I'm singing. yeah, with a Pam.
Yeah. Living the life.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got that 12,000 and we were 8.
Wow.
I know that money was gone within 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of money.
At the time, yes.
Yeah. It's more like 120,000.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then, do you then leave the label at some point and go independent? Is that true?
Well, after that, I was doing a lot of adverts, you know, for these popular brands on TV and radio. And my voice was all over, you know, all these brands, you know, I don't want to mention them. And then... One of the guys who was doing this, you know, who was producing all these brands, you know, was working at the video lab, and Robert Schroeder. So he recognized the voice and said, no, man, look, this voice, do an album, rather. So me and the keyboard player that was with me in Pedro. Remember, Pedro was one of the first groups that were multiracial, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had it was Sira Ngugana on keyboards, Olis Mayegana guitar, Babes in the Mass on drums, Herbie Soyedi, who's one of the prolific bass players today. Yeah, he was featured on the Standard Bank Jazz recently.
Mm.
And Alan Cameron and Greg Tillian.
Mm.
So those two were, you know, representing White and Mpho Mtiane and Soit Kaiser. Yeah, so it was that kind of, you know.
Mm.
And so when Pedro disbanded, actually we were from one big show that we had in Swaziland. From that show, we disbanded.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, Alan Cameron and myself, we formed the group Gecko Moon. You know, we had dreadlocks, and there was this big song, the Green Green is Green, they say. It used to be played on other white radio stations a lot. Mm. Yeah. And yeah, so from there on, my voice was recognizable easily. And then 95, after coming back from backing all the Hugh Masekela.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Mama Busi Mhlongo, Mama Dolly Ratebe. Wow, all these guys are gone. That I'm
sure it's crazy, them. Right?
Busi Mhlongo, Jabu Kanyile, Jonas Kwangwa. You know, when I came back from that show, it was in Parc de la Villette in Paris. I took all that money, then I invested in doing my very first album.
Afghan. I see. Beautiful, man. Yeah. And now you're back with Sony, right? You just signed a deal with Sony again.
Yes.
Okay, why did you decide to go back to a label? Because everybody's always preaching be independent, you know?
It is not easy to do that, you know, make it seriously. You know, so a lot of people are talking about, I want to take care of myself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not easy to be all those marketers, to be all those people that are behind the scene. If you're on your own, you're on your own. And you cannot do that on your own.
But you're a legend. You are Ringo Matlingos.
Look, yes, but I could be. But then the work that is needed, you know, to make things happen is the problem. So now, but I went to Sony, ne? Because the very first time that I joined the record company as Ringo, as a solo artist, Sean Watson was the head of EMI.
Oh, Sean Watson, yes.
Was the head of EMI.
Yeah.
So when EMI died out, and then my stuff was taken by a different record company.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, I want to be on my own. That's when I was.
Mm.
But, you know, because I own all my music.
You own your masters?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So you're rich for life, man.
Wait. You know, and I must, you know, thank the late Dr. Gilfillan, Squaw, Graham Gilfillan. We used to call him Squaw.
Mm.
You know, 1995, he said to me, man, just Squaw. He called everyone Squaw. Squaw, you know, if you want to take care of your life, you must own your masters.
Yeah.
And now today, later on, when I'm looking at, you know, I'm like, wow, people.
What kind of a deal does Sony offer you now? I mean, you're a legend. You've got like 35 years in the business. What kind of a deal is it?
It's a beautiful deal. And it's sort of like, it just got the respect that, I mean.
What does that look like?
What I mean? You mean percentages and all that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to be talking about my that. That's me and Sony.
But it's good.
It's a good one, yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a very good respect. Yeah, you know, to show that they really understand. You know,
yeah. They, what would you say is your favorite song that you've ever written?
You see, it's songs that people don't really love to hear, but, you know, Vuka Sula, you know, a song that sort of like talks to me, that, listen, you know.
What is it about Vuka Sula?
Yes, it's all about, you know, Jengaliga Mandoz, Indo Diwe Pindi Vuke, something
yes,
like that.
Yes,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's more like, you know, sometimes you have to understand that you will fall.
Of course.
But get up, dust yourself. Toss yourself up and go. Because, yes, cry like a baby if you can, but also smile as a baby smiles while the baby's crying.
And you know, the funny thing is, when you fall, it's actually, in hindsight, you're like, I'm so glad I fell, because now when you're up again, you appreciate it more, because know what it's like
you
down
know what
there.
It is. Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, it is like that. I mean, that's why black people, when they... higher up, they know it's easy to go down.
Yes, yeah. Anytime.
Because you've been there. Yeah. Yeah.
When you wrote that, what were you going through?
when I wrote that song, I was coming from a 3 months self awareness project, I would say. It used to be run by the late Dr. Baruch Banai. Excuse me. That was more of you know, having to learn who you are. You see, when you get to some problems in life, and then you realize that you need some psychologists to come in and get you out of.
So go Gawisha.
You understand?
Yeah.
But then I was told that, no, go to that inside training center. I went there, and then, one has got to go through different three steps. The first one is turning point, where you unlearn everything that you have learned before. Seriously. And just all the beliefs, take them out. And by playing games and everything. So where you're actually numb to even people coming to you and say, "Hey, Zach." You're like, "Oh, okay." As if, you don't understand what they're saying. You know? Because now you've learned that
it's reprogramming.
It's reprogramming yourself. And then the second one, the joy spring, is all about now accepting what will build you from.
But I think what Saul is asking is for you to want to reprogram what was going on at the time.
For sure. That's, it's part of life, man. It's look.
Because, if you're not reprogrammed, that's intense, man.
Yeah, are you now broke, or have you just lost a loved one, or break up,
It's all those things together.
Yo!
Jeez. Arrigo. How do those things all happen at once?
they do that, where you realize that the love of your life is no longer feeling the same.
Ouch.
And not because one blames, the situation is different, where you feel like, okay, the best thing is let's chill a little bit. And on top of that, my cousins and dying here and there, and all the trauma and everything. And then all of a sudden, the music, people are not, I'm not getting paid on time by the collection societies and everything's like, hey, what's going on? Friends are different, when you are the talk of the time, and everyone wants to be with you, there are a lot of people who are around, hangers on. You don't know what they want.
Yeah.
But then when you see them going away, you're like, hey.
That's when you need them the most.
Exactly. But then they start to vanish one by one.
Ooh.
So I had to go through that, and then coming back and then do that album. Dool, that. So all those songs in that album are more like songs that, building.
Oh, beautiful, man.
So in a nutshell, that was the question.
Mine is Sondela. I really like Sondela.
Oh, yes.
Ah, Sondela. What's your favorite video song?
Ian Dilling and Bruko Shooting. What's that song called?
It's Pete.
That's Pete. That's the first ever Ringo song, man. Oh, yeah. I was hooked. Yeah.
No, from the very first album.
From the very first album.
You see, in that album, that album is dealing with, the content of that album is about where I am politically. All the, if you listen to all those tracks, one by one, you realize that I'm talking about what is happening today. Somehow, it's real that when they say real artists, they are the conveyors of information.
100%.
At that time.
Yes.
Yes. So
talking real stuff.
Yes.
But you grew up supporting ANC. Why change now to EFF?
Because it died.
When did you realize ANC is dead?
when they were, when people were more getting, you know, they were getting deeper into poverty.
Ah, when our people.
Yes.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we are in charge.
Yeah. And we can't blame anyone else. We are in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I realized that, oh, no. The ship is rudderless.
Mm.
There's just no one in the ship. There's
so how do you, EFF, how do you join EFF? Like, do you have to go see Julius Malema? Like, how does the process work?
Look, I read, I listen, and I read the manifesto, and I believed in the seven cardinal pillars of the organization, and the fact that everyone is aspiring to be the better person.
Okay.
You know, intelligent young men, intelligent young women, making education, you know, fashionable.
Yes.
And, you know, and I'm like, oh, I want to be with the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, because I want to get my kids closer to a better space.
Of course.
Yeah.
So how do you join the EFF? Like, what do you have to do? Do you send an email? Do you call Julia's?
No, no, no. I don't have contacts of the people on top.
Oh, okay.
No, I had to get, you know, get to the branch level, and of course, I'm an artist, so I would meet different people, you know, within the organization.
Ah, I see.
And at the same time, so I spoke to Dalimbo because I know him from
way back.
Yeah. But no, man, please, if there's space, I want to sing for my people.
Oh, so it started off by you wanting to just sing.
Yes, okay. You know, to be part of it. And,
of the,
you know,
of the movement.
And also, you know, I was more very active on my phone, pushing, you know, getting people to come.
Rallying.
You know, heavily that, listen, we need to, this is the only way.
And what are you doing now? What position do you occupy now?
I don't occupy any position, but I'm a member of parliament. Being in a portfolio committee.
Yeah, we saw you sing in parliament the other time, remember?
Wait? You sing? I've never seen him sing.
Yeah, didn't they force you to sing in parliament?
No, I never sang there.
Oh, you never sang?
No.
It's just a joke, like...
I'm like, oh man,
yeah,
this is not my space.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the late Mtembu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking about singing, what do you think about Julia singing the Kill the Boer song?
He sings it nice, you know. He's got a very beautiful voice. You know, I love the way he sings it. You know, and he's got a very intense voice, and that voice is like, you know, it's go for it, you know, and how he sings, like, you know, you can even cry,
yeah,
because he sings it from the heart, That's right,
yeah,
and you know, I love the way he sings it.
No, cheers to that. I like this. Cheers to that.
All right.
I read some reports that Benny Mayangani quit the EFF because they were showing so much favoritism to you. How true is that?
President. I called him president.
Yeah.
Until, you know, he blocked my phone.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Benny is a wonderful man.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess he got it all mixed up somehow. I don't know.
Mm.
Because EFF is a big, you know, machine.
Yeah.
And they go with what they believe will push forward
the organization. The movement, yeah.
Tomorrow, I can be shifted out. You know, it's not about me.
Mm.
It's about
the collective.
The way forward of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I don't think he saw it, you know, the right way that, you know, he was pushed. But I think he was... he was on the municipal council, you know. So I don't think he was pushed anywhere.
Mm.
Maybe he wanted to go to parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
The reason he blocked you, what was it? Was it that, or was there an exchange of words before he blocked you?
No, that's so funny. Politicians are
blocking. No,
they're actually blocking each other.
Hey, man, I blocked it out too.
No. I never exchanged bad words with people.
Yeah.
And it's like, we've always been talking, hey, President, I'm around. Where are you? You know? Mm-hmm. Because I had his number.
I've got his number. Let's call him. Let's ask him why he blocked you. No. I've got his number.
No, it's okay.
I'm kidding. He blocked me too.
No, it's cool.
Interesting thing that I saw is that EFF is starting a podcast.
Yeah.
Which is very, very futuristic, man. It's,
you know, EFF is future.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I would want every young person to know that the future lies with the red, the rays.
Mm.
Look, MacG, this is the very first organization that respects the technology and the AI.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we had the first robots going out and conversing with the people from the EFF.
Mm.
Because we have people with minds, you know, people should come in and, be part of it.
I wanted to ask you, man, because the number one worry about from people, right, irrespective of what party it is, whether it's ANC, DA, EFF,
that's right,
is corruption.
Mm.
How do you think, if you guys, let's say, win next year, you can curb that pandemic?
First of all, it's always been being advised by the leadership that, listen, this is how it should be. At one time, the president said, listen, when we are in power, not if, but when we are in power, only the best of the people will lead these departments. Whether it's coming from any other party, they will be the leaders of it.
And what if the leadership is caught with corruption? What happens then?
That is the future that is not yet there.
So you haven't even thought about it?
It can never happen because people will be changed there and there. The problem is...
So even the top...
The problem is, if corruption is being, you know, shoved under carpet, then that's the problem. So the leadership is saying nothing like that is going to happen. If it is happening, changed. Everyone should be...
So I'm saying, even if the leadership is the one conducting in this corruption,
mm-hmm.
will they change?
They have to, because that's what they're saying.
Well, it's easier to say something. It's harder to do something.
But so far, I haven't seen it.
Mm.
So far, so good.
So you guys have never... There hasn't been any allegations of corruption in your party?
No.
For real?
No. So the main thing is we have to find a common denominator that we go and work with. Hence, we have those coalitions. They're going to work. Eventually, people are going to come up and be with the right organization that feels and work for the people.
Tell me something. How was your first time in Parliament? How was that like, that experience? You know, you're a musician. You're used to stages. But here you are now in Parliament.
Well, at first, you know, it sort of like gave me another insight as to how, you know, the country is being run, you know, the rules within the parliament that actually directs and even though some of the rules are seriously not
nonsense.
The nonsensical, basically. Mm. But they are there to protect the legislation processes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything would be haywire.
Mm,
So it was interesting, you know, to watch, you know, that. And but now, because remember where I'm being hired in Parliament through EFF is the lawmaking, the processes of lawmaking. It's like, wow, you know, we have to involve everyone, the public, for a certain period of time, bring it back again, debate on it, give it back to them again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I realized that very few of us black people have been participating in such. While, you know, the ruling party has been in charge. You know, I think that should have been advertised more so that people are involved. That's why there's this thing that people, but no, I don't like politics. But everything is political.
Everything.
So,
and we want a better life for our kids.
Exactly. So everyone should know what is going on.
Yeah.
You know?
How many kids do you have?
I've got seven.
Seven!
Hey!
Damn!
Oh, I thought it was eight.
Yeah. Hey, you go, man.
Is it all same wives or different mothers?
No. It's different mothers.
Different mothers.
Yes. Yeah.
Reason why I'm asking, because crazy story. I used to party with one of your sons.
Yeah, yeah.
Pila.
Pila.
Yeah. He was dating my friend's cousin. So we used to link up once or twice. I know that guy drinks it. Hey.
Which guy?
Pila.
Hey, I'm sure I'm on.
Pila Poo. Pila. That's all he ever does, right? Living rap. Yeah, he parties around. I've partied with him too as well, yeah?
But when I met him, I don't know if this is true, but he was telling me that you kicked him out of the house. So he was staying with my cousin's friends. Yeah, he was staying with her because you kicked him out of the house.
There can't be two bulls in one house, you know, man.
So you did kick him out?
Very late. I should have kicked him earlier. But you know that we're cool now. No, I'm being humbling. Sometimes you call me and say, hey, Khareb. I'm like, hey,
yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
No, but no, we're fine.
What? Why did you kick him out? What was he doing?
No, he was old.
He was old. How old was he?
No, but he was old. Look, you know, we have this problem as black people. You let your kid to relax, you know. When a certain age comes, he must go.
What's that age?
And check 20.
20.
Come on, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go and work. Find out how to live. I started living alone at the age of 21. Not that I was kicked out, but I realized that it's time now for me to go and see if I can manage.
Yeah.
No. But weren't you scared? Because you know Joburg is dangerous.
No.
So did you know you were sleeping at the girl's house?
I always know their whereabouts, but I don't...
You don't interfere.
I don't interfere.
Yeah.
But I know, I'll check without them knowing how the, you know, the environment. Like, okay, no. Still safe.
Is he your favorite?
No, they're all my favorite. All my kids are my favorite. I love them all with their craziness.
Which is the one that you think will take after you, music-wise, entertainment-wise?
It's him.
It's Pila, isn't
it? Yeah, he's doing it already.
Mm.
But I set them down. I said, hey, guys, this business is crazy.
It is.
And it's a dog-eat-dog world. So, you know, if you want to be here, be careful.
I was reading the Sunday World a few weeks back. It says... a few years ago, your wife had allegedly moved out of your home due to your constant cheating. And however, they still tried to make things work. 10 years later, Ringo is the one who filed for divorce. Is that fake news?
It's part of fake news. Because my wife, my ex-wife, never you know, moved out because she found me cheating. She just... you know, she was moving to another town.
Town, okay.
East London, you know, to go and start, you know, like, remember, we have to expand.
Yeah.
So she took some of the kids with her and they were expanding the her brother's company, PH Solution.
Oh, yeah. So it was a business thing.
But then, you know, like people, they
write their
they
own things.
They want to write, oh, crap and all that. Yeah.
So you deny ever cheating, though?
No, I don't remember myself cheating.
In 35 years? On the road?
No way. It's a rock star like you, man. God, we've seen how ladies are when you're on stage. You know, respect us. Ladies, yeah, come on. Respect us. You're partly disappointed at the TV because there weren't any. Come on, Tarigo. I mean, we're just mere DJs, you know, and we say the life on the road of these guys. You're like a mega superstar.
Exactly. Legend.
Oh, legendary.
Look.
The marriage is over, so, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell us.
Yeah, the wedding.
It's the same the space, marriage. The marriage, I mean.
The marriage is over.
No. Hold on. That... No, seriously, I don't remember.
So you may have, you just don't remember.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. I don't remember shit.
So now,
I remember feeling good.
Yeah,
but with who? I'm not quite sure.
That is the best answer I've ever heard. I remember feeling good.
Yeah.
So what's your current status now? Are you in the market? Are you single? What's going on?
I'm not in the market. I've never been in the market.
Yeah.
Like now, look. Yes, after all these years, you know. But you know, me and my ex-wife, we are like...
Best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Yes.
Oh, for sure.
So then why do you file for divorce then?
Oh, well, look. We separated for a long time. And we thought, man, you can't be stuck with my surname and I can't be stuck, you know, with, you know, let's grow apart the best way. That's, you know, so.
You know, when we conclude relationships, like a breakup, it's long over, way before the actual breakup. When did you know it was over?
Long time ago. That's why we sort of like, look, let's separate.
And try to work it out.
Yeah. And see if we are going to get back together.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Look, when you're far away from each other, then instead of thinking about, okay, no, this is what... I miss this. And then...
Yes!
Probably now she's thinking, hey, I miss this. And
I miss feeling good.
In the
face. Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah,
but otherwise, it's more about deeper things as to look, you know, where we identify the best of each other.
Of course.
So we realize that we are the best apart.
Is this the your first divorce? Or is this?
The first and the last.
The first and the last.
I've never been divorced before.
So what have you learned about marriages, man? Because a lot of people are breaking up lately. I mean, we've been reading, you know, Will and Jada.
Will and Jada, even just locally, divorce numbers are on the high. Yeah, and marriage numbers.
Are they divorced?
Same situation as you. They've been separated for 8 years.
Yeah, she's just keeping the surname, but they've been separated, still legally married.
Yeah, you know, I would say I cannot be the judge or the advisor of marriage. Meanwhile, mine, you know, just separated.
No, but who better?
But I know. But you know what I have realized that if people are married, One of them should give in wholeheartedly to the next one.
So
don't even think about why you're doing this. Just don't see what he or she's doing. Just do what.
But so you say only one person in, so not both.
Because the other one is going to wake up. With ish. Umfazwam is doing this and all that.
Okay.
You know? If they don't wake up, I mean 10, 15 years then.
So there must be one that's blind.
Not blind. There must be one that accepts the position and respects the institution.
Ah. Okay.
Does that need to be the woman or the guy?
One of them.
It's not about gender.
It's not about one of them should. Because at the end of the day, one that is wayward and not seeing this will be reminded by the one that, hey, you remember the first time we saw each other? You know? And the best thing is, for both of them, they should keep the beauty that attracted one to the other. Otherwise, most of the time you get the woman forgetting and then getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. And then the guy is getting fitter and fitter and fitter. And then that's the problem now.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Or the woman getting, you know, fitter and fitter and but, the guy I mean, bulging.
But we pump babies in them. Of course they're gonna get big.
No. It's look, I have a very the example of what you're saying is wrong because I know someone who's got babies but it looks like she doesn't have babies.
Okay. Get you.
You know? Mm. And I guess it's personal.
Mm.
I don't think it's sickness.
Mm.
It's personal as to, do I want
one,
to? Yes. Mm. Do I want to keep it like this? Some are being advised by their mother-in-laws, whatever, or their sister-in-law that, hey, get big, when now it's funa, it's funa mama.
Oh, corn.
I want to know. I'm not going to say mama gabani while you are thin like a little girl.
Mm.
Meanwhile, no, it doesn't work like that, you see. So I guess that...
Will you ever get married again?
I wish I could.
Mm.
Mm. Would you do anything different if you did it again?
Now I know. Mm. You see, I always say, any woman who can find me now, she will find a husband.
Woo!
Hey.
Because... I've learned not to do this and that. And as I'm telling you, when I go in, I'll go in because I know exactly what's going on. I'll be there. And when I see that she's getting a little bit, I won't say, hey, you know, as this way, there's that point, then it's going to be a problem.
Mm.
But check it out.
Yeah.
You know, not fight about it, but check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out. It's going to be there.
Stop sign.
There. Yes, but please check it out. Yeah. Mm. Even if it happened, then change it. Ish. You see, I told you.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
No, I get you. All right, cool. Let's play a game, man. We're going to play a game called Story Time.
Story time.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you some names of famous people and you must tell me if you have a story about them. Maybe okay. You've encountered something or something that you can tell us about them, right?
Okay.
All right, let's go. DJ Somebody.
Hey! yeah. You know, the first time I met DJ Somebody, in fact, I didn't know that, you know, he was the one that was running the whole place up. So, I saw him move around. So I went to him and said, hey, man, can you please organize people to go to that room? Because that's where will be, you know, my artist.
My artist, yeah.
Yeah. And then my manager's like, but do you know
who that is?
He's the one that actually... I was like, oh, okay. But then he laughed, you know, like, So, yeah. But, yeah.
How did you feel about his passing?
I think it was too soon. And it was rough. And, hey, man, he needed to be supported. He needed to be protected, you know. He was one of the aspiring entrepreneurs in our space.
Mm.
And a lot of young people looked up to him. And for him to just be snuffed just like that.
Mm. Mm. In that manner.
In that manner, you know. And, you know, he's like stays about a kilometer away from my house. And
you're part of a gang. Do you think it's gang-related, the way they executed it?
No, I think it's deeper than that. I think it's all about money.
Ah. Mm. At the root of all evil.
It's all about money. I don't think money is real. Money is power.
You reckon?
Money is energy that one uses.
For real?
For power. Not the root of evil.
I think money gives you access to bullshit.
It's the power to do bullshit.
And that's power, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else could do bullshit with it. Someone else could do good.
Good, yes.
And that's the power with the money. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yes, it is. I mean, money is the key to open closed doors. So when you're closing doors using money, then that's evil. But when you open doors, you know, it's power. Give power to other people. Mm. Yeah. But use money.
Mm.
That energy.
Busim Chongo.
Yay, mama. you know, we were in Paris. So remember, I was begging all of them, you know, as I explained earlier on. So, you know, because every time I back, I make sure that the harmony is tight.
Mm.
And some of the artists that I'll be working with, they'll be like, "Hey, Wanagandhi, who told you that you are a producer?" You, I said, "No, but listen, I want it to sound good."
Yeah.
So we were there and Mama so she listened to my voice and then she came to me and said, "Ganiam, ask me nang tandu bono ukula. When you back, bring your mic. You so back an amla. Mama, you don't sound like no. I want you to be here next to me because I don't feel good to be begged by you.
Yes.
Like aye, mama. And then, but she was the one that you know, really advised me that with the money that you are making here in Paris, go home
and start record an album. Then you'll have money, you know, forever.
And that's when I realized that. Then when I record that album, then I know that I've paid for everything. It's mine.
Mm.
There's no record company. Yeah, so I can license it. So from there on, I was just licensing myself. Ooh. And you know, on Ringo Live 1 and Ringo Live 2, Mama is there.
Wow.
And you know, when every time, you know, I check that DVD, you know, every time she goes back, she was to take morphine for the pain.
Mm.
Because she was having that breast cancer.
Mm.
But when she got on stage, see how she dances.
Mm.
As if there's no pain.
Mm.
Wow.
Beautiful, man.
Oh. Wonderful person.
Zahara.
Oh, yeah. We're going to... You know, there's always a melody, you know. Whenever, you know, maybe it's me or to other people, whenever we meet, we'll conversate in music. Hey, put you on.
Wow.
You know, I'm like, hey, man. you know, she's music.
Yeah.
Oh, she's music, you know.
Musical.
Oh, she's very... Everything that she's...
She can't bottle the music.
Oh, no. She's hearing melodies.
I wonder when she's fighting with her partner. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, but she's a wonderful... You know, she's a very... You know, hey, there was this song that I heard.
Mm.
About this, it's Rihanna's latest song.
Ah, Rihanna hasn't released in a while.
No, I heard it on. It was one of what is this movie?
Oh, the movie soundtrack. Yes, yes.
She sang a song there.
Zahara?
No.
Oh, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yes.
I swear to you, I thought it was Rihanna. Mm, I thought it was Zahara.
I get you.
I don't know the song.
I remember the song. It's a very slow song. It's got a ballad type.
Yeah.
The one with the acapella. Raise me up.
Yes. Like that. Listen to that song.
Yeah, it does, eh?
When she starts, I'm like, yay.
Hmm.
Hey. Zahara. I thought, oh, wow.
Zahara. Do you think Zahara got her flowers when she was at the top?
Zahara is still going far. You know?
Okay.
Zahara is one of the best vocalists we have here. Wow. She doesn't want to be sounding like anyone.
Wow.
And she you know, I listen to people who sing in vernacular, especially Xhosa.
Mm. In piano, it's very popular.
You know, and she doesn't, she phrases, you know, her melodies the right way. Every melody is beautiful, but then you have to put the right words for each melody.
Mm.
Look, in my language, you can use U-Z-E, uze.
Mm.
Three times, uze, uze, uze. You must come naked. But when you sing, when you want to sing that, you can't say uze, uze, uze. That is saying nothing. But when you say uze, 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 I know exactly what you're saying. You must come naked.
Mm.
You know? So she knows how to use the right words for each melody.
Yo, do you know a guy called Sinom Solo?
I heard the name. Before.
You've heard the name, ne?
Yes.
Soul's ex-manager telling me that Sino reminds him of you.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a piano guy. He's a young guy. He does piano. He's like 22, 23, yeah?
Yeah, singer.
I heard.
Let me play a song. I've done a song with him.
Oh.
Yeah, let me play you something so you can just hear.
Sinom Solo.
Sinom Solo. Amazing.
Somebody told me about Sinom Solo.
Yeah, one of these young guys, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sinom Solo.
Yeah.
But it's an old song, this one.
Mm.
Nyasfela, yes. Nyasfela.
But the Xhosa doesn't come out quite strong there. Yeah.
Which song can I play where he's like Xhosa-fied?
Don't know, man. He sent me something, actually. Let me maybe
play. Oh, yeah. He sent me as well, yeah? That new song of his, no?
Yes. Let's try
it. Okay, let me try that.
Mm.
But
but you know we have a lot of people.
Shy. Yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, let me check.
And Shy.
No, so.
Yeah, that's the title, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the song. Here's his new song.
Mm. Look, this, I don't know whether it's the same voice as that Coco.
Coco.
Is he there?
No, that's Sir Trill. That's Sir Trill.
Yeah, that's Sir Trill.
That's Sir Trill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the one, the Omalume.
Coco. I'm on Coco.
That, the same vibe, eh?
Yeah,
similar vibes.
Like similar voice.
Yeah. That's Sir Trill, though.
Oh.
So this is Sinom Solo.
Okay. Yeah. What
do you think? What do you think of that?
You know there's a way that these Amma piano guys have adopted into flowing on top of
beats.
Melodies.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I find it very hard to be able to. That's why now I'm thinking it was the same other guy.
Yeah. Or, you know? You find it hard to differentiate the songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it sounds the same.
They treat the songs the same.
Oh, they treat the songs the same.
Yes.
Okay. That's valid.
That's very interesting. Tepo Tula.
Oh, yeah. BT. I call him BT.
Yeah.
It's still I remember once in Botswana, in a good man.
Feeling good.
No, we're performing.
Okay.
So
before feeling good. You're gonna feel good. Okay.
They're feeling good, ending at okay.
I love it, man. I'm not using it. I was feeling good.
In Botswana.
Feeling good. Man, so now, good man, you perform again. Imagine, I remember, okay, now, it's kind of, nigga, you know, most, we are given that time, okay. Now you know that it's, you know, 20 minutes is, or an hour is gone.
Yeah.
Kurtman is not ending the song, and the song is not ending. But I can see the frustration because you know they want to end the song, but they Kurtman agafun ayengali. So we realize, but no man, there are these guys la, but I ended remains away. Apparently, it's more. Why he had an altercation with someone, but. So maybe I'm shy, pop, whatever. Nope. Now, who's a perform? The cops are waiting.
No.
Yeah, I'm a young up. But I know. Fit. She met you. It's one. But
yes.
I know. Fit and dude.
Yeah.
Smell away, not something.
And then they took him well.
Yeah, well, the managers, I think Judy had to make, you know, make some, change some stones to bread so that,
All right, last one. Brenda Fassi.
Oh,
this is my brr.
That's my, you know, we grew up in the same.
Oh, yes, because she's from, from
Cape Town. You know, Brenda's brother married my mother's sister.
Wow, the one that we see on Bongani's show. They show the Brenda's brother there on Bongani's show.
Yes.
The reality show, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that was Ken, I think.
It's not him.
I think we saw Ken in Notemba.
Yes, Temba.
Yeah, Temba. No. Temba. No, the older one.
Oh, there's another one, okay. Yeah,
Bramundi. So, yeah. Yeah, no, hey, my bro. Yeah, you know, from young age, man.
Were you guys singing together?
No, we Brenda's always been that someone who's just out and singing, you know. But I knew that there's that little girl that sings. We're almost the same age, actually, you know. So, but hey, I remember one time, but she knew that I could sing very well. And so there was this place it used to be called Fun Villa. I don't know if it's still there. Yeah, Fun used to be called Fun Valley. In next to Eldo's, man.
Ah, I'm not familiar. Yeah. It sounds like it's before my time.
Yeah. So we're performing there. So Brenda spotted me, you know, and you know, because I was very dark and with some earrings and red eyes because he's all the way. So hey, Atin. Hey, wanna play it? I told you to stop singing jazz. When? I wanna mile. And I wanna be like, who is this guy? Hey, I'm thinking, ish, you know, I'm here to watch her, but no, I'm here to be like, hey, wanna play it? When? I wanna know. Who like a man? But I'm not jazz. Who's it jazz?
Just cats.
Ah, but oh, what a wonderful, very brilliant young lady.
Wow.
Unoxol. Ah, for sure. You lovely.
Oh man.
Yeah,
let's do one more name.
One more name. Yeah,
yeah, Dr. Malinga.
Oh
yeah.
Malingas.
Oh, Dr. Malingas. One time we say Mabopan. The son,
Mabopan.
What is it called? Merupa. Is it Merupa Sawa?
Merupa is in
No.
Polokwane.
No, that place is not called Merupa. This name just vanished.
Kupang.
In Mabopane, man.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the stadium.
He's got a place there.
No. That's entertainment place, man. What do you call it? With casinos and everything.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Let's.
Merupa
isn't in Polokwane.
No.
Mabopane Casino, okay. Mabopane Casino.
Morulasan.
Morulasan.
Oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, sleeping. Why come on, Palega Morulasan? Please, man. Yeah. So, I went there. So there's this other room. So I'm hearing. So I was going there, not to
feel play, good.
Feel good. I had a meeting.
Yeah,
this guy.
But you eventually felt good.
So I had a meeting then.
Yeah.
Now I'm hearing. No, man. This music. I know this music.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But I know this is not my band. And it's not me singing.
Mm.
Aye. And then another one again. Second song. Sure. Hey. No, this is me, Moose.
You're at the meeting.
Yes.
You're hearing this.
I'm hearing Ringo performing.
What?
I'm like, I am an album. So I went there, I checked. And okay, like,
yes.
Yeah, when those Xhosa caps.
Yeah.
And he's doing good.
Wow.
So I'm asking this guy, I said, so you guys, you are hiring Ringo if you cannot find the real Ringo.
The real original. Yeah.
Go hire. No.
Budget Ringo.
No, but he loved it. I said, yeah, sure, I know. He loved my music. But hold on, man. This is my music.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I went to him and said, hey, man, how is it? You know, you're playing my song.
Yeah.
I said, ah, I'm not playing, no. Yeah. You know, I love your song. And then from there on, we connected.
Yeah, connected.
Yeah, and you know, he did the Ngongo.
Yeah, yeah, his
way,
song with him.
His way.
Mm.
No, he did it his way.
Oh, he did a remake.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, beautiful. Yeah, I think he was advised by Oscar.
Mosquito,
yes.
By no incident. But otherwise, I know, yes. I call him Fly Kick.
Hey, Fly Kick.
Tara. I'm going to have no.
Ah, no, man. Sure. Hey, no. Brother Ringos, thank you so much for your time, man. Epi, you any question that you got?
Yeah, man, the name Ringo, I don't know if you've told the story, but how did you get it? Because I'm very curious. I know there's a Ringo Starr in...
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with him?
You see there's a song that my mother, you know, said I would start to kick.
In the tummy.
Yeah, when he was playing. And it was the song, remember the time of the... there was a time... In I would say Cape Town, where the Beatles
was rocking,
were like big, you know, I think early 60s, you know.
Yeah.
So when that song comes, and then I would my mother's sister Untu is a saxophone player.
Mm.
You know, she talks music, so she would say, "Hey, there's a drama in there, Ringo Starr." Every time, you know.
Yeah, the drama for the Beatles, yeah, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. So I would, whenever that song comes in, I play drums.
Mm.
That's what she said. So yeah, but the name is not on my ID.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. ID, it's the one that I mentioned earlier, and I see...
Sindile.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like even the first one, Brian, but...
Brian.
But you know,
you don't look like a Brian.
Brian Bastard.
Marakrut is in closing, man. What do you want to be remembered as?
That guy who lived and sang for people. Some changed their lives. Some got worse, but that's it.
Hey, you love living. You even called your son Pila.
Yeah. But you know, my daughter's name is my name, Sindile.
Sindile, oh, beautiful, beautiful man.
And Pila was not, but Dada, why do you give me, you know,
eh.
Like this name, and then you give my sister, you know, my name. I'm like, no, it's okay, don't worry.
Yeah,
it's cool.
So, what are we busy with now?
I'm in the studio now. Working with for the coming album.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. And the marketers of Sony were working very hard into coming up with this, new album.
Yes.
That'll be dropped between March and April next year.
Nice.
Or if earlier, it'll be better for, the lovers.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Month,
for,
you know.
February, yeah.
Yes. So basically that's it. And there are gigs that are on the lineup. I think the 15th is, 16th is in, there's this Ebubeleni show that is, big in Eastern Cape.
Nice.
By Kaber.
Kaber, yes.
Ah,
lovely, lovely.
You know, basically, I'm not gigging much, but I'm more in the studio now because I want to come up with
a fire album.
Fire, it's got to be fire.
And DSTV Delicious, are you performing next year again?
No.
Okay.
At midnight, they're going to make you a headliner.
No, I'm not finished. I'm not performing there.
Okay.
I made up my mind. I'm never going to perform there.
And I commend that, man. You're so brave, you know. Like you said, you're not about the money because most guys are afraid to speak up because of the money.
No.
Most people wouldn't join a political party if they're musicians, scared not to anger some of their fans who are fans of other political parties. So commend you on the bravery, man.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Hola.
Ringos.
Eita.
Ndandu.
Go.
Podcast and chill. We are here, man.
Boom. Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellency. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.